All right, here we go. This is the screen we want to get started with. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. You see, yesterday, NVIDIA issued a lower revenue guidance and sent the markets lower. Today, another chip maker said they might not achieve their revenue target and markets are lower again. So what's next? Plus, we'll show you our current positions and how we are trading these markets. As you can see, there's a lot to talk about, so let's get started. But before we get started, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. That super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we are real traders who trade live accounts, and together we got a shit ton of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. Trust me, we know our stuff, and we are not afraid to tell you like it is. And if you're looking for some honest insights into the world of trading, you're in the right place. And before we dive in and show you our accounts and how we are trading it, let's take a look at what's happening in the markets here. I mean, Mark, yesterday, the S&P kind of unchanged. I mean, the daily chart doesn't really tell the story. We would have to go to a 5-minute chart to see what happened yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, you see on that 5-minute chart a completely different perspective where we gapped higher, we rallied in the morning, things went sideways, and then we sold off throughout the day. But really just kind of a mixed wrap up for the session, just, you know, slightly lower, but giving back the early gains.
Right. And yesterday it was actually NVIDIA that sent markets lower because NVIDIA is supposed to report earnings around 2 weeks from now. But yesterday they already said, you know what, when we report earnings, it will be less revenue than we anticipated. And that's where we see yesterday, NVIDIA was gapping lower, tried to recover, but then was finishing lower overall. So that's what happened yesterday. And then today, the next chip maker comes out and says, well, here's what's happening.
Yeah, MU, Micron, basically did the same. And that got things moving pre-market. When that announcement was made, the NASDAQ, the E-mini NASDAQ started to dip. The Dow at first was holding up, not really a whole lot of movement there. But that just kind of snowballed into a bigger move. You can see that it's carried over to, there we see the NASDAQ. So NASDAQ is down 1.4%, trading at session lows right now. And it's had an impact on tech, but also, well, is it really because of Micron? Maybe, maybe not. But we did see some carryover, especially in semiconductors, where my AMD position is down and NVIDIA is down a little bit as well.
We'll take a look at our positions here in a moment. But if you look at this move in the NASDAQ, let me just scooch over there. Then we see that this is a solid 21% move. And especially if you look at the semiconductors like NVIDIA, I mean, this has been here a pretty decent move as well. And this is what I saw, that last week people were mainly going into semiconductors. We're looking here at a 37% move that we have from the lows, just because of the chip law that it was taking or was going into effect, where chip makers are incentivized if they move their production from China here into the US. And this is where MU also said this morning, okay, yeah, we're doing this and we're committing $40 billion to building factories in the US by the end of this decade. But we also see a little bit lower demand and that's sending the markets lower. But I mean, overall, sure. I mean, we're looking at a wait and see here before tomorrow's important number. Let's take a look at this really quick. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, kind of an excuse to take some profits is really what, you know, summarize what you were just showing. That's a big run up. So, of course, profit taking is okay, especially with a big report coming out tomorrow.
Yeah. So tomorrow, the core CPI, that is the Fed's favorite inflation report, the core CPI and the CPI. And this is what actually rose dramatically over the past few months. And this is what made the Fed take action. So tomorrow we have this, then on Thursday, followed by the PPI, the producer price index. And so this can really move the markets. Today, quite interesting, we have some yellow flag reports and they didn't really move the markets, but it was interesting to see that labor costs are now on the rise.
Yeah, and I mean, interesting or to be expected. It was a higher than expected number for sure. But I mean, this is something that you would expect to trickle into the economy and with businesses. Marcus, there's the CPI data and core CPI. We mentioned that the difference before, but core CPI excludes food and energy, which tend to be more volatile. But it's going to be an interesting response. Do you think it's going to be muted, or do you think that there's going to be an overreaction either way?
Oh no, there will be an overreaction either way.
That's what I'm thinking too. So just because we're waiting for more data like this to guess what the Fed might do, and you have that up, and right now it's looking like a 75 basis point hike is what traders are expecting.
Yeah, but if you look over the comparison over the past few days, I mean, not a whole lot changed here. I mean, after we had the jobs report that happened last Friday and everything tipped, I mean, from yesterday to today, not much changed. So I expected tomorrow to really move. So yeah, today, yeah. Just looking at the markets before we do at our position. So NASDAQ is pulling back now down 1.5%. The S&P down 0.6%, the Dow 0.3%. And I said, really nothing major driving the markets besides the chip makers here are issuing a revenue guidance. And I believe that this is what we'll see going forward as we get into the next earnings season, because this earnings season right now is already winding down.
It is. It's winding down, and there's a lot of time before that next Fed statement.
Yeah. So we have 500 companies in the S&P 500, and the 439 have reported earnings. 77% of these companies have beat expectations, but will they be able to continue to do this quarter with the headwinds here from the Fed, with the much tighter job market, increasing labor costs, and we'll see. I mean, the good news is that crude oil actually has been moving lower, and crude oil is now trading at levels where we were before Russia invaded the Ukraine. And that's basically what is now expected, that the CPI report will show us tomorrow, that energy costs have dramatically gone down.
And that should be a big help. Hey, Marcus, did you see NVAX, Novavax?
Oh, yeah. NVAX really missing earnings. And they are down 30% right now.
Look at that. They slashed their full year revenue outlook because of lack of demand for the COVID-19 vaccine and delays in expanding authorizations in the U.S., talking about earnings winding down, it is winding down, but there's still some big movers. I saw this. And the meme stocks, did you see those yesterday? I don't know what they're doing
today,
but...
It was Bed Bath & Beyond soaring yesterday like crazy. I think it was a 40% move or something like this.
Yeah. Is this good news when people are trading stupid stuff again, or is it bad news? Yeah, 40%.
I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Let's talk about our position. So actually, let's go over to the PowerX Optimizer, zoom out here a little bit. So position that I'm in is NVIDIA, where I got assigned at 195, my break even at 177.75. I was able to sell calls, and then yesterday with the warning, NVIDIA moving lower. So not yet today, a possibility to sell calls just yet. And you're in a very similar position because you are in AMD, right?
Yes.
So AMD, you sold the 104. It expired worthless last week. So you were selling calls against this position. Right now, also kind of wait and see if this bounces back here, and especially with the report coming tomorrow, we might see a quick bounce. So we'll see that we can possibly sell some calls here. But right now, yeah, we don't have anything against this. So we just own these positions. No puts being sold, no calls being sold.
Yeah, I know some of our mastermind members were able to sell the 104 for $1.60 yesterday. That, in hindsight, was a great move. I was keeping the position open to see if we could pop back above 104, but that wasn't the case.
All right. So another one that I'm in is TPR in this account. And TPR had a great run up yesterday. Today, moving lower, I think today we're down 5.5% based on, I don't know what, they report earnings in the next 9 days. And I'm actually looking forward to this because if we do look at TPR and the earnings reports, we see that typically they beat the EPS guidance and they're up 1/3% a third of the time after 7 days after reporting earnings, and 2/3 they're down. But the average move to the upside is twice as big as to the downside. So that should be a good one. And we saw that yesterday, actually, we did have some volatility going into earnings, but today, with the markets going down, they're down over proportionally, I would say. So let's see if they can bounce back.
Yeah, still in that range.
Yeah. All right, so on the scanner, definitely more action today right now with our filters. We have 27 symbols. Let me just check the filters. I want to go to the default filters because this pairs it down to 15. The reason why I enhanced the filters is that this morning we were trading live with our mastermind and we like more stocks to look at, but our default filters that we talked about last week are this week's expiration because we are on a Tuesday. We want to see dividends. Want to see an RI of at least 30% and then a PE ratio of 50 or less. And with this, we have 15 stocks popping up. I think the ones that were most interesting, and I wanted to talk about these, are MU and HPQ. Because MU, Micron Technology here, finding some pretty good support, if we zoom in here over the last 3 months, at these lows that were established earlier.
Yeah, and you see, you know, even though it's down today, there has been a pretty decent range. But also, Marcus, longer term, it looks like there's some, a decent range when we go back to even 2019. So although there was a run up, you know, end of 2021 and throughout the year, looks like we're hitting some longer term resistance. And I think it's a decent candidate, but highly correlated to positions we're already in.
Right, and this is why we have the asset correlation tool, and just with the click of a button, we can add it to the correlation tool. And since I am here in NVIDIA and TPR, MU, as we can see, highly correlated to NVIDIA over the past year, and we can cycle through over the last 3 months even more. No surprise, because the overall market went down over the last 6 months, a correlation of 0.81%. So that's a very high correlation, right?
Exactly. And for anybody new to the tool, basically a negative one correlation means you have an exact opposite inverse move. So for every dollar up, a stock's going down a dollar. If we get closer to one, then that means that they're moving, they're highly correlated, basically moving together. So it's essentially like having the same position that you already have. And that's what we want to avoid.
Right. So this is why we decided to stay away from this. And another one that we talked about this morning was HPQ. Kind of looking interesting here. So we were in a range, found some solid support at around, I want to say, 34. Now some more support at around 35. So what do you think about this one?
Well, you know, this chart grabbed my attention. It doesn't move a whole lot, which is great for the wheel if the premium makes sense, right? And so the software is scanning for option premium, and it's popping up on the scanner because premium-wise, it's a good candidate. It is interesting. It's been pretty resilient to a lot of the downside that we've seen in the overall market. I think it's decent. The one thing that caught my attention, Marcus, is going a little further back. It does look like there's some stronger support around 27, 28. So decent, but I pass on it.
Yeah. All right. Tractor Supply is another company. Tractor Supply, we talked about it in the live boardroom or in the virtual boardroom here this morning with our mastermind. You can go into a Tractor Supply at some point. But what do you think about this one that popped up here with a strike price of 182.50?
Another one catching my attention, and it's had a pretty nice, you know, just chart-wise, this is great for the wheel. But I would be more comfortable in the 170, 175 range. That would be the previous lowest close that we're tracking based on that indicator showing that support. So it looks like, yes, we have some short-term support around 180, but maybe 170, 175 would be safer.
Yeah. Well, and especially with tomorrow's and on Thursday's report of the CPI and PPI, want to keep our powder dry a little bit and have some buying power if we see a massive move to the downside tomorrow, which can happen because I do believe that we will see a strong move either way to the upside or the downside. Talking about strong moves, let's just take a look at the VIX and see where do we stand here. I mean, the VIX, surprisingly, still at fairly low levels here compared over the past few weeks. If we are looking at what happened here in 2022, or actually starting in November, we were peaking here at 35 to 37, pretty much an average, I want to say, of 27.50, and right now at the lower range of the VIX, even though the market is not making new all-time highs just yet.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting to see that we're staying near those lower ranges, especially with some data coming out tomorrow too, right? You know, because when you have uncertainty in the market and options traders are betting on bigger moves, that's when the VIX is rising since it's tracking the S&P option premium. So not, you know, there's a little bit of a calm right now, and we'll see what tomorrow brings.
Yeah, so I think that tomorrow we will definitely see some nice trades. I mean, we even see today, we already have 22 candidates on there. I mean, Starbucks, we've been talking about Starbucks. That's a company that I think is definitely something to keep an eye on. Right now, the suggested strike price to sell puts at is at 82. And if you think about the wheel strategy, then there's two things. I mean, first of all, do you want to own the stock? And I wouldn't mind owning Starbucks, but at this price, at this level, which is the second criteria, 82, I think that's a little bit high, especially since Starbucks has found some very solid support at around the 72 level.
Sure, and that is suggesting those strikes because premium-wise, that's what makes sense to get the returns that we're after. So for me, it makes sense to wait. Sometimes you have to sit on your hands to get the better entries, which if you do get assigned, end up being the more profitable trades that you're in because you're making money on stock and getting some nice call side premium. But that comes down to picking good strikes to begin with.
Right. Let's talk about HOG. I mean, Harley Davidson, that's a stock that I traded when it was nicely trading here at the 35 level. So we did see some solid support at the 35 level, then dipped to a lower to around 33, but right back in the range. So I've sold puts several times on Harley Davidson, did really well. But recently, this is where we are establishing a new range, as it seems. I mean, we're now again above 35. But that would be a little bit too risky for me to say, oh, yeah, let's just ignore what happened here and let's just focus on what happened previously, because previously I was selling the 35 strike. But right now, if I were to trade Harley Davidson again, I would definitely be more interested around the 30, 31 level.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Just a little high right now.
Yeah. And this is what we see overall in the markets right now, because if you look overall, what are we doing here in the NASDAQ or in the S&P, right? We did have the lows. We are trending a little bit higher right now. And we will see what is happening here over the next few days. But just if you look at some Fibonacci numbers, we see that here it is possible that we retrace to this 0.5 level, which would be around 3,900. So that is still possible with the numbers coming out tomorrow, and then also probably some Fed members at some point reacting to it and giving us their take on what they think they should do during the next meeting, because there's no shortage of Fed members talking right now.
There isn't. And do you want to talk about the magic S&P number or save that for tomorrow?
Yes, let's talk about the magic S&P number.
All right. So this is something that I found, and it's from Jonathan Krinsky. He's a technical analyst or analyst with BTIG. And he said that since 1950, there's never been a bear market rally that's exceeded a 50% retracement then to make new lows. So basically, we have a bear market, and based on the highs that you're looking at, Marcus, and where we've dropped to. But if we exceed that 50% mark on a rally, there hasn't been a bear market that did, that we come back down to those lows. So 42.31.
That is the magic number. That is the magic number. And even without that magic number, we see that the S&P has found some resistance at 4,200 right here. So previously it went up to 4,200, but since this is not the magic number, it pulled back lower. So say again, what is the magic number that we are looking for?
4,231. If we close above 4,231, that's the magic number.
4,231. We'll keep an eye on this. And is this when we can officially say that we are in a bull market?
Well, sure. Let's do it.
we'll talk about this more, of how this is happening. Hey, if you're enjoying the show, give us a like, because we want to make sure that you get practical trading advice here. And if you would like to learn more about the strategies and how we trade these crazy markets, take a look at these videos here and subscribe to the channel. And then we will see you in tomorrow morning's update. So, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everyone.